Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Real Talk with Ben podcast. Hope you had an amazing week. I hope you have been able to relax. I know it's been some nice weather. I know Jared and I were able to get out and do some stuff. So it's great weather. Hopefully you can get out. It's a little rainy today as we're recording this, but hey, we can't have every day. It's perfect. So hope you've enjoyed. If you're new, my name is Ben. This is my podcast where I talk with different guests like my brother. I talk about life. I talk about ministry. I actually talk about jobs. I talk about basically anything. Anything that I think it's intriguing that will also encourage you. Maybe you can take something away from it. But anyways, we're back again. We are back again this week with my brother. Jared is back.
Yeah.
We're two episodes in a row. See, I said he'd be back.
Blessing.
Oh, here we go again. it is a blessing. But Jared is back. We are excited to talk about something that Jared really does enjoy. It's funny. He'll probably give you the backstory on it, but it's just cool to see how my brother has kind of changed over the years and everything. And so, first thing I'm going to ask Jared is, Jared, tell us. Well, first, if you didn't know, we're talking about theater. If you didn't see the title, you know, of the episode, but we're talking about theater. How Jared got involved, why he loves it. So, Jared, tell us before we start and in going into detail on things, like how did you become involved in theater? Why did you start liking theater? How did that all start?
Well, I've always liked theater. I've always liked going to the musicals when we were younger and at our high school. I always liked enjoying it, but I never really thought about acting. I've always liked theater. You know, when we went to Lion King when we were younger, Dayton. I loved that. That was so awesome.
It was Columbus, by the way.
Whatever. And that was so much fun. And I was like, oh man, those guys are so good, and it was so cool. And then come senior year in high school, you know, mom always told me, it's like, hey, you should join musical. Oh, you have a voice. You should join musical.
Is that mom's voice?
And yeah. And and she also told me to join choir, but that's a different story. And so I had soccer, weightlifting. That was my excuse. You know, I had soccer in the winter.
Soccer.
And so I was like, I got soccer. It's going to cut in my time in soccer because soccer was number one. Well, senior year rolls around, comes winter, after soccer season, you know, I'm like, I ended up joining choir senior year too, you know, I took mom's advice, so I did that, and then if we were in choir, we had to be involved with musical in some way, and I was like, well, I guess this is my opportunity to see if I even like it, you know. I was like, and at that time, I thought I had stage fright. Like, I didn't like being on stage.
Because you're an introvert. If you remember from last week's episode, he was an introvert.
No, senior year is when I started.
Introvert.
Senior year is when I started getting out there.
He was an introvert.
Senior year is when I started getting out there, and I was like, man, I'm not gonna like this, but I'll go for it.
You can tell you what
anyway.
You want to believe.
I'll go for it anyway. So I go for it. And I auditioned, because I had to audition a week early, because, you know, I went to Israel over the time they were auditioning, and so I couldn't be at the actual audition, so I had to audition like
a week
early.
He was special.
And so I auditioned, and then over in Israel, I found out I get one of the leads, and I'm like, oh no, like I actually have to do something now. I didn't think I was gonna get a big part. I was like, oh yeah, I'll just go for it, maybe sing in the chorus and, you know, be like a background character. Well, I'm here, I am getting the lead, and that is the instant where I just absolutely fell in love with acting. And
but first, explain what the lead. What the lead? You didn't. You got to ease into theater because the lead didn't have as many speaking.
It didn't
parts.
Have speaking lines, but that doesn't matter because there's a lot of miming. And you think miming's easy, and it's not. Okay, take it from this guy who had to mime every single word, and guy who played the prince had to do a song where I mimed before he sang the words, we had to time it
let's
out.
Let's be honest, though. You got all of your talent from myself and my father.
No, okay, nope, that is a lie.
No, Dad and I, we know how to act. We have Dad was Teddy Roosevelt. I am just always naturally a great actor. I'm in front of camera all the time. I'm just amazing.
Acting is not something you get genetics. It's not genetics.
Yes, it is. It's talent
it's,
from within.
You just inherit.
Inherit it from acting. Your genetics.
Yeah. No.
I'm just saying.
That senior high school was when, because I've always loved theater, but that's when I absolutely just fell in love with it and knew this is something I want to pursue in the future.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember I was in college. I was, you know, I think I was a junior in college when Jared was a senior, which seems like forever ago. And I mean, like Jared said, I mean, I mean, other than like our cousin Sarah, I mean, that was the only other person that really got into musical. I mean, the rest of us, it was either sports or band or some other iteration of things. I mean, for me, you know, I was always, you know, I always joked that I would always wanted to be a, you know, in TV shows or whatever. But, you know, for me, that just wasn't me, you know, like, you know, and of course people say now, well, you do YouTube. I'm like, that's totally different. You know, that's just being yourself. There's nothing to memorize. Like difference probably between Jared and I is I can't memorize. I don't know if you can memorize stuff very well.
Well, I'm in theater, so yes.
Okay, well, I know people that are in theater that can't. But like, I can't memorize things very well. Like, it's hard for me to remember those kind of things. So for me, if anything, if I would ever have to, it'd have to be something where it's like you could stop and I couldn't do the whole, I have to memorize everything for the whole thing. So it was always cool to see how Jared was able to do that. And I think even when I went, because senior year, you know, we always go on those senior trips, and we were able to go to a musical, Wicked, on Broadway. And for me, I never really, I saw, obviously, The Lion King when we were younger. But when you're younger, you don't really get to
experience.
Yeah, you don't really understand what's going on, and you don't see it. Like, then being able to go to Wicked and seeing, like, the actual, you know, Broadway, and seeing how much people put in, and then also going, you know, even to Cedarville musicals and stuff. When I was in college, before Jared got there, like, you started, like, wow, like, this takes talent. And it's, especially in college, when you, everyone has all their other schoolwork, especially if they're not a theater major, and they're doing things, you know, left and right. So that was really cool leading up to that. And so, Jared, you went from high school doing theater, and then you kind of took a back seat a little bit.
I thought about it, but then I was like, college is a lot tougher. I got into my head that I probably wouldn't get a part anyway. So I was like,
freshman year,
and especially being a freshman, I've only been in one play, so I had no idea what auditions were even like.
I told him that this is always Jared. This has always been Jared. He's always a guy that he'll wait a little bit too long to get involved in something when he regrets it. He did the same thing with high school with musical, and he did
this. College is not as bad though, because like sophomore year I was kind of involved, but then junior year is like, this is, I've been like full blown involved, and I actually still have another year.
Talk about,
high school, I just had.
I mean, we did, year. I mean, your freshman year of college, I mean, you sort of did something around media and stuff, because your freshman year, me and you, we had the Full Court Press
radio show,
which allowed, at least I noticed, it allowed Jared to kind of slowly have a show in college and allowed him to kind of get out there and not just be, you know, in your freshman shell. You were able to do something that people listened to and people were able to get to know who you were. But then tell us, you know, and obviously then you can kind of explain how the last 2 years have went with theater.
Yeah, well, sophomore year, obviously, I mean, the one I even auditioned for sophomore year ended up not happening because of COVID. But
yeah.
I auditioned for, I think it was Radium Girls. Didn't get a part. I was like, okay, you know, it was my first time auditioning. So I didn't even know how to do it. I didn't even have a monologue at that point because I was just like, I didn't know what to do. And then this past year, it had been in October right after the fall show because that's when they do, you know, whatever. I was like, there's two. And there's one, the spring play, there's only one guy role. So I was like, I won't audition for that. Most likely I wouldn't get it anyway because it's my first time. And then there's another one. It was supposed to be the musical, but since COVID happened, it changed to end up just being a comedy called Four Comic One Acts by Chekhov. Shout out to everyone who's in it, who's listening or watching, if you are. I auditioned for that. And I ended up getting a part. Well, originally it was just supposed to be three understudy roles. So I wasn't really going to do any acting. I was just going to do the dancing. And then there was one, I had like a couple lines in the very end act, where I just like sat at the table pretty much the whole time. So that was supposed to be it. But then, sadly, one of the, guys who I was understudying couldn't come back. And so I ended up getting that role, and then I started freaking out because this is over winter break. I was like, you know, focusing on every other line. I was just freaking out. I was like, oh no, I actually have to do something now. I was like, I mean, I knew I was gonna have to do something, but like, I already had it memorized, but now I was like, I actually had to have it memorized. And so I memorize them, and then I do it, and boy, that was the time of my life. It was a good time, and I really enjoyed playing that character, and people said I was funny, so. And a lot of people said I was their favorite character.
Now, what was the hardest part of, you know, obviously you did one in high school, but, you know, obviously, like we said, the high school one was completely different. You didn't have many lines. what was the challenges that you faced in your first really, your first real musical where you're, or not musical, sorry, play or musical on theater where you actually had to do this multiple days in a row, longer than high school, multiple days in a row, and how to do that? How did what was the toughest part in that challenge?
Well, definitely, well, I mean, I don't know if this was toughest because like memorizing comes pretty easy to me, but memorizing is definitely harder than it looks, especially when you have a bunch of lines to memorize, and then you get to the point where you're about to open the show and you're like, oh no, am I going to forget my lines or not? So that was probably, and then also, like you said, it was like a total of like 6 days worth. So like maybe, I think there's a total of 9 shows, I think. And so since there was a total of 9 shows, you know, we repeatedly just kept doing it in 2 weeks in a row. And it was just like, it did get boring just because we knew what was going on and just kept going on. But at the same time, it was fun because each show there's a different audience, so they reacted differently to what was happening. So it was hard just because of how many shows it was, and it just got more tiring as it went on. But at the same time, it made it more fun because you never knew what the audience was going to react to.
Would you say that the one of the challenging parts is doing, like, is it harder? Do you think in, and I don't know from other high schoolers, but I mean, like difference in the fact that you have so much schoolwork to do. And tests and stuff, like, was it a challenge to try to memorize that? But then also if you had to study for, like, all those different
things. Good thing is when we did the play, it was, like, at the beginning of a semester, pretty much. So there wasn't really a whole lot that we had to do. Like, there was no, like, real exams. I mean, I had a couple, like, papers, which actually I put off one of the papers until after the whole show was over. Yeah. And it was due literally the next day after the show was over. So I was like, oh, great. So there's a couple things, like... it is harder because you don't really do assignments, especially when you get full blown into dress rehearsals and like right before dress rehearsals, like that's like the full blow when you really push in to the musical or even the play or whatever it is you're doing. And so that is like, that's like the hard part and like and making sure you do your work, but at the same time, you don't want to like just forget lines because you're too work on too much of your work.
Yeah. And so... I know you did, and you did a great job. I actually, it was really cool, and Jared knows this, but it was really cool for myself and my fiance. Obviously, we were in Hungary during this. We couldn't watch it, you know, in person. But it was so cool this year that, you know, Cedarville was able to record their musicals and their, they didn't have musicals, their plays. And it was so cool that while I was over there, because I actually got to see the last play, but while I was over there, Rebecca and I, it was so cool, like, We end up, you pay a little bit of money and then you get to watch it. It was kind of weird, you know, you feel like you're there, but you also, like, being the guy that went to Cedarville, I knew that the theater felt like, so it was kind of weird. I was like sitting on the couch, but then I felt like it was just weird. So we were able to watch that. It was really cool just to see Jared and see him kind of in his new element, kind of see him finally, you know, really expand what he loves and his personality. And
I was
in
my territory.
It was. But then, kind of going on, then you had a completely different role in the last play of the year. So explain that, kind of how that kind of came about, so, and how that really helped you learn.
Yeah, so spring semester, obviously I didn't audition for the spring play, but I was in stagecraft, one of the theater classes we have to take. It's pretty much how you work backstage and as a stage manager and stuff like that. Anyways. So I was in stagecraft and because I had to usher for stagecraft for the spring play. So I was just planning on ushering for the play, you know, taking people to their seats. If you don't know what that is, well, you know, whatever. And so I was going to just have to usher. Well, then Tim, the production manager, he emails me and asks me, hey, do you want to run the, ice fog machine? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? You know, I get to be backstage again in a play. I get to be, you know, on stage in a play, you know, do and be behind the scenes, which I've never done before.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, this is my only second ever play was Chekhov. So, I've just been a role. So to be behind the scenes was really cool. And I got a headset, which was awesome. And just to help bring a play to life was awesome. It was nice to help out with that and do something with it.
And it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, I was able to go to the play, which was a really good play. Jared's actually wearing the shirt for the play. If you're watching, if you're listening, then just imagine it. But yeah, so it was really cool. And just to see, again, it's another way. And Jared knows this, you know, for basketball, for me, it's kind of in a similar, I had a similar story in a sense where, you know, I started out as just a student assistant that basically did film for my first year, did nothing else, right? Just film stuff. And then you move up and then you keep changing position. And then my last year, my third year there, you know, I was on the bench, which was one of the coolest experiences, to getting to like sit on the bench during games, during important games, and making, helping make decisions and helping the coaches make decisions was just, it, you know, and so it's a similar sense where you got to do different things and learn different things. So now explain kind of what is up with your senior year. What is the musicals that are coming up, plays? What is your goal for that? How do you see yourself taking part in that?
Yeah, so the fall play, I auditioned for, didn't get a part, but it's Anne of Green Gables. Hopefully, since everything's back to normal, they'll actually have crews, and I can be a part of Run Crew again, so just be backstage again, behind the scenes, moving sets. And then the musical, which is in the winter, so like late January, first week of February, it is Meet Me in St. Louis.
That's a good one. My dad talks about it all the time, which is weird. It's weird that he talks about it.
Really so great. Planning to audition for that. And then in the spring, so like April, we are doing, I think, I can't remember the name of it. Is it Dietrich Bonhoeffer?
Yeah.
It's called The Beams Are Creaking, I think. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, pretty much about his life story.
Yeah, so read
over
it.
In
read
Nazi.
The books. Yeah,
read the books. And so that's obviously good. Planning to audition for that, because there's 8 guy roles, so mm-hmm. I think it'd be hard for me not to get a role unless I'm actually trained.
And a big key, and you've even said a big key in theater, is if you've already been there and they've seen you, it helps you.
Yeah, they kind of know.
It trusts you. They trust mm-hmm. you a little bit more.
Yeah.
So a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
A lot of opportunities for you to grow. I know Jared's excited. He tends to talk about it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Love
to. I will be honest with you. I am pretty much every morning I have now memorized the 4 songs that he sings in the shower, because it so happens that I do stuff right outside where the bathroom is. It's in the room that I stay in.
Gotta prepare for the
musical.
I'm not kidding you.
That guy, I mean, the songs just start getting annoying for me. He must love them, because I just get the same playlist and it sings the same songs. All for what? Just to get a role, huh?
That and just to sing them, because they're awesome.
But why did you change? There's so many other songs in this world you can change up.
Yeah, but they're musicals. It's awesome. Musical
this
songs.
Man loves musicals, but I wanted to finish our conversation because I know you have a lot of dreams. You have a lot of what you want to do. Explain. This is kind of a 2 thing. I'll start with the first part. What are your dreams with? You know, I know you're a communication major, but what are your dreams when it comes to theater and how you want to possibly do that or be involved? What are those dreams for you?
So even though I'm not a theater major, I mean, a big dream would be on Broadway. It's like the hardest thing you could probably do as a theater person, and it's the hardest thing to get to. But, you know, as we know, with God, anything's possible. So that's like a big dream to act, but also if acting doesn't work out, just to work on Broadway or work in like any like television or movie studio or something, just to work on if acting doesn't pan out or something, just to work in like a either a company, like a television company or a movie production company, or just work in on Broadway somehow, even if it's not acting, just work on there somehow.
Awesome.
That's like the dream.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great dream. I mean, we all have those. My question would be this, and this just comes from more of a Christian perspective. How, you know, we're in a lot of, in the dark world this world is becoming more darker as we were around it. How do you see yourself being the light in an industry that tends to not necessarily always show the light? How do you see yourself playing? Because that's a big question I know you get from a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Is how do you distinguish from being part of the world and being a part of that world, I should say, but not making it your world, but instead using God as the center of what you do?
Yeah, so like you said, theater is definitely a very secular place. And theater is like the easiest place to get another family of people around you. Even if it's secular, you know, it's like a tight-knit group of mm-hmm. people who you're with literally 24/7 all the time. Because, you know, every day of the week there's a show and you're with them during mm-hmm. that show. Or if it's just rehearsals, you know, almost every day of the week you're with them in rehearsals. So you're literally with them either how long it takes rehearsals. So like in college, you know, 3 months out of the year, three or four months out of the year, I'm literally with them all the time, unless it's over break or something. And so when it comes to like, you know, secular theater or community theater, you know, theater that's not like a private Christian institution, it's just, you know, being in the Word and then just showing God's love to those, like even like, and when you get offered a role that, you know, it doesn't agree with your morals, you know, just rejecting that role and saying, oh, thanks for the offer, but I can't do that because of what I believe. And that's just, it's wrong. And, you know, that sense is how you can, you know, show your faith in like a secular environment like that.
And I mean,
especially
like,
with theater.
And like you said, you know, you have a family atmosphere, and that's another question I was going to ask you, but you kind of covered it anyways. Is you have a family atmosphere, you're around them all the time. And I would say you're going into a, if that's the route you go, you know, that is a route. And really, honestly, any route we go now, it's become so secular, and it is hard to distinguish what is going to glorify God, and but what is going to go against my beliefs. And it's one of those things where you really find out if you're truly following Christ when you can sit there and go, I'm not gonna do this job or do this role because now you're countering my beliefs. And they have to be willing to accept that. And if they truly are a family, like you said, these kind of people will accept you and for what you believe. So I know Jared, that's one thing that I always pray is like Jared can just find a place that works for him. And it's exciting to see. It's exciting to see how Jared has grown from, like I said, even last week, just to see where he's come from and now where he's at. And it's kind of cool as an older brother to see your younger brother, you know, doing his own thing. And it's not necessarily, we're not doing the same things as we used to when we were younger. We're both doing our separate things, but at the same time, we're supporting each other. And we want the best for each other, which is really cool. But Jared, I have finished with the question. So we did this last week, and I kind of love this. Whenever I should do this every time I have a guest on, but a question of the week is this. So it's kind of a two questions. Okay. First question: you could be a part of any play, musical, whatever. What play is it for us people that don't know these plays or musicals? And then what's the role, like the role inside the play?
I know it's easy, but
explain your reason why. Go ahead.
Easy. Dear Evan Hansen.
I knew he was going to say that.
Came in 2016. If you don't know it, you're crazy. There's actually a movie. They made a movie adaptation of it coming out on September 24th. You should go see it because it'll make you cry. I guarantee it. And I would easily choose to play Evan Hansen. Probably one of the hardest roles to play.
But do you think you could do it?
I think I could. If I really worked hard at it, I think I could do Evan Hansen. It's one of the hardest roles to play, but it is such a good role to play.
Hey, if that's what the thing is, that's what you're going to do. So, the other question. This one might be a little tougher, okay? If they could have a play or a musical about your life, okay? They created this musical, the Jared Bowden musical, or just a Speed Rocket musical, or whatever. Who would play you? Who would play mom, dad, myself, or even Rebecca? We can throw Rebecca in there too.
Any
actor or actress
ever?
Who could play? Then Rebecca, you can add her too if you want.
Wow. Well, I feel like if my Cedarville friends are watching this, I have to choose all of them.
No, you're not. What? Any, oh, like out there, yeah, like famous actors, actresses.
I don't know. I feel like I have to choose people that look like us, but I don't know anybody that looks like us off the top of my head.
Think about the comedian that everyone says I look like.
I don't know.
John Crist.
You do not look like.
Yes, I do look like John Crist. I get told it all the time.
Okay, but if he can't sing, then he can't be in a musical.
Okay, well, whatever. So, choose someone that not necessarily looks like you, but someone that you would want
to play. Well, just because he's an amazing actor, and his voice is amazing, and he plays Evan Hansen, Ben Platt would have to play me.
Of course. Who would play dad and who would play mom? Do you have an idea?
I think we could get Hugh Jackman to play dad. He's not as like short and he's not stocky, but it's Hugh Jackman. He has a good voice.
Or Voight. I forget his first name, but he's a famous Christian actor.
But
he'd kind of fit dad.
But since it's a musical,
yeah, true. Okay.
Have some of the voice. So
what about mom?
Mom? Oh Oh no. She's too old though. But like Julie, like a. I was gonna say Julie Andrews, but she's too old. The person who plays Mary Poppins.
Okay, someone like that though. We don't.
But she's way like way too old. Yeah. Mom.
What about me?
Ooh.
I mean,
Jeremy Jordan can't play you.
Little Chris Evans?
No.
Okay.
Although he can, I think he can sing, so that's interesting.
What's the guy from Beauty and the Beast? The
Josh
Beast,
Gad?
The Beast guy.
Oh, Dan Stevens? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got a little Dan Stevens in me.
Dan Stevens, he's pretty tall. So.
A little Dan Stevens in me. And what about Rebecca?
Rebecca?
Like a younger, someone, I'm trying to think, I can't think of anybody. But.
Oh no, I've been trying to think of her name. The girl who plays Belle in Beauty and the Beast, and she also plays her,
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson. That'd be Rebecca? Emma something.
Rebecca, you're going to be, Emma Watson would play you in a musical
and
about
she's,
our
And she's
lives.
Like foreign, so.
Well,
like,
sorry, Jared's sense. Musical about his life. That
it makes sense because Emma Watson's foreign.
Okay, well that's true,
foreign,
that's
so.
True.
So oh, she's British, so it doesn't really make
oh,
sense.
Oh, stop, Jared, stop. Okay. So thank you, Jared, for these last 2 weeks. It's been fun to kind of redo the old Bros Knows podcast. But it's fun to have people on, family, friends. As you know, that's one of my favorite things, is to share with you guys some people that have an impact on my life. I love my brother. He's had a big impact on my life. What we've grown up together, have done a lot of things together. So, I just want to thank him coming on. If you've loved this episode of the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you have it there. Favorite it. Make sure it's right there on your whatever your computer or wherever. So that way you can listen to it every week. If you're on YouTube and you've watched and you listened, hit that thumbs up button. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. That'll allow you to see all the new podcast episodes coming out. All my new videos that will be coming out. Maybe more interviews with people. Who knows? We'll see what happens, especially when I go back to Hungary. There'll be a lot more stuff. So once again, I just want to say thank you. And remember this, we serve an amazing God, and he is faithful, and we can trust him. And as always, we'll talk next time.
Adios, amigos, amigas.